The first of the sermon readings comes from Mark chapter 15, reading from verse 33 to chapter 16, verse 7. The death of Jesus. At the sixth hour, darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing near heard this, they said, "Listen, he's calling Elijah." One man ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a stick, and offered it to Jesus to drink. "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down," he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus heard his cry and saw how he died, he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." Some women were watching from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James the younger, and of Joseph, and Salome. In Galilee, these women had followed him and cared for his needs. Many other women who had come up with him into Jerusalem were also there. It was preparation day, that is, the day before the Sabbath. So as evening approached, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council, who was himself waiting for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Pilate was surprised to hear that he was already dead. Summoning the centurion, he asked him if Jesus had already died. When he learnt from the centurion that it was so, he gave the body to Joseph. So Joseph bought some linen cloth, took down the body, wrapped it in the linen, and placed it in a tomb cut out of rock. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." The second of the readings comes from Matthew chapter 28, verses 11 to 15. The guards report. While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day.
Such a scrappy looking lot of soldiers in all my life. Look at you, stand up, get up, stand at attention. You soldiers, stand up, stand at attention, hurry up. Come on now. Goodness me, you'd never make the grade in Caesar's army. Okay, you ready? Stand at ease. You soldier, you should know how to stand at ease. Ready? Attend. Hop! That's it. Stand at ease. Stand easy. You soldier. Name, rank, and serial number.
1732067 Norman Arthur Jensen, sir.
And your rank?
Private, sir.
Goodness me. What sort of that? What's that stuff you've got on your face? I need you clean shaven by next parade, soldier.
Sir.
Salute. Oh, sit down. Sit down. I'm only joshing with you. I'm only joshing with you. My name is Longinus. Can you say that? Longinus. It's not Longinus, it's Longinus. I was once a captain in Caesar's army, but I am no longer a soldier in Caesar's army. I am a preacher of the eternal gospel of Jesus Christ. And I will forever remember this most wonderful time in my life. I'm going to tell you about it this morning. You see, I was in active foreign service in Jerusalem. The incident that I want to tell you about is in my mind as if it just happened yesterday, but it left such an impression on me, it was completely life-changing. Let me take you back there. I was leading a centuria, that's 100 men in the Roman army. We were stationed in Jerusalem. We were a part of a cohort, which is 6,000 soldiers who were on duty there. And the commander brought in another 6,000 soldiers for this time of the Jewish feast called the Passover. The commander was pretty worried about what might be happening at the time of this Passover, especially as the people of Jerusalem swelled in number from 30,000 to 120,000. There were Jews everywhere. Our commander was quite nervous about this Passover. You see, there was a lot of agitation among the Jews at that time about this man called Jesus Christ. The lower classes loved him, but the religious leaders hated him. Apparently, earlier in the week, when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey to attend the Passover, people tore branches from the trees and waved them around and shouted. That's no good for law and order. Well, during the week, Jesus caused trouble again in the temple marketplace by tipping over all the tables and making a cord out of whips and whipping the money changers. Apparently, he had said something about it being his father's house and not a place for business. Well, one of Jesus' mates that week actually did the dirty on him. He offered to betray him for 30 pieces of silver. Everybody has their price. This is where I come into the story. Well, the Jewish religious leaders paid this scum, Judas Iscariot, to betray his master Jesus. My commander felt that it was good for us to keep tight rein over this Jesus at the time of the Passover. So my commander was happy that we would have the duty to be able to arrest him. It was late on Thursday night. It was an eerie night when some of my men and I went out to arrest Jesus. Judas was going to kiss Jesus, and then we'd know who Jesus was, and then we would arrest him. Well, after we arrested Jesus, something very strange happened. One of Jesus' men drew a knife And he cut off the ear of the high priest's slave. And there was blood everywhere, but Jesus just picked the ear up off the ground and put it back on his head. It was amazing. He said there's to be no swords because he could ask his father to send 12 legions of angels to help him if he wanted. But he reckoned it was something to do about fulfilling the Jewish scriptures. Anyway, we dragged him off into the Sanhedrin, the Jewish council. And I tell you, if you have ever seen a man who was found guilty and sentenced before his trial, it was Jesus. You should have seen them struggle to get all these imposters to make up stories about Jesus. Well, in the end, they got him on this question by the high priest. Are you the Christ, the Son of God? And Jesus said, yes. Blasphemy, they said it was. Deserving of death, they said he was worthy of. They spat on him and punched him and mocked him. And some of my men joined in and I let them have their way because it was, you know, some stupid Jewish thing anyway. Well, the religious leaders had us bind Jesus and take him to Pilate, our governor. And Jesus stood before Pilate like a dumb man. He never said a thing. This sent Pilate into a real spin. But Pilate could see that Jesus wasn't really a bad guy. He could see that it was out of envy that these Jewish religious leaders wanted to kill him. So he asked them, as was the custom on Passover, "Who do you want me to release for you this year?" And I'm sure the governor was expecting them to say Jesus, but they didn't. They said Barabbas, one of the worst murderers that Israel has ever seen. Well, things got worse for Pilate because his wife had a dream about Jesus and she said that she suffered much over him. And so Pilate, not knowing what to do because the chief priests were stirring up the crowd to have Jesus crucified, in his frustration, he took a bowl of water, washed his hands and said, "I am innocent of this man's blood." He released Barabbas. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Well, as we were going out to Golgotha to crucify him, I felt sorry for him. Jesus was stumbling under the weight of the cross, so I got a man, Simon from Cyrene, to carry the cross for him. When we all got there to the place called Golgotha, we crucified him. And then a few soldiers had a game of dice to divide up his clothes among themselves. And then we put a charge over his head. "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. There's only one king in Israel, and that is Caesar." Well, as he hung on the cross, Jesus had a whole lot of insults hurled at him. People really hated him. I've never seen anything like it before. But then a strange thing happened. For 3 hours on that Friday afternoon, it went dark as if there was an eclipse, but there wasn't. It didn't rain, it didn't hail. It was just dark. And many of the Jews went back to Jerusalem to prepare for the Passover. And Pilate's soldiers had been on guard for a long time, so they went back to Jerusalem. So I decided to stay on guard with a small group of men in order to keep law and order at the foot of the cross. And I also wanted to see what would become of this fellow Jesus. Well, Jesus cried out something about being God forsaken, and some of the Jews thought that he was singing out for Elijah, a dead prophet, to come. So someone ran and gave him some wine vinegar on a stick to drink, but it didn't help. He soon yelled out and died. It was surreal. The darkness. And then at the moment he died, It became light as if it was dawn. I couldn't believe what I had seen. I was terrified, but I mouthed in my heart what I felt. Truly, this man was the Son of God. Well, we received orders from Pilate that the Jews wanted the legs broken of the robbers who were crucified with Jesus to make sure they were all dead by sundown. We broke the legs of the two robbers, but when we came to Jesus, he was already dead. I could see that. So I took my lance and I thrust it into his side. Blood and water came rushing out, and some of it got in my eyes. And the eye disease that I had was healed. I was clean. It's rather unusual that my name Longinus means long lance. I guess it may be by thrusting the spear into the master's side, I was always meant to do that. It didn't hurt him. He was already dead. Well, later that day, one of the Jews, Joseph of Arimathea, came and buried Jesus at his own new tomb. It had been a very long day. I slept little that night. I wondered about what I had seen. The next day, I was ordered to take a few soldiers and make a guard at Jesus' tomb. Apparently, Jesus said something about rising from the dead, and the religious leaders were worried that his disciples would take his body away and start spreading some sort of rumours about him still being alive. Well, the next morning a violent earthquake hit Jerusalem. It knocked my two men on duty at the tomb onto the ground. And as they laid there, they saw an angel from heaven descend and roll the stone away. And he sat on it. My men were terrified in amazement. They nearly died. And two women named Mary were at the tomb, and an angel said to them, "He's not here. He has risen, just as he said." And they were to go and tell Jesus' disciples that he was going ahead of them into Galilee. But as they were running to tell the disciples, they met Jesus along the way. Well, my soldiers, after they recovered, went and told the chief priests everything that had happened. And the chief priests met with the elders, and they decided to make up a story that Jesus' disciples actually did come and steal Jesus' body away. And they paid those two soldiers handsomely. And you know, to this day, there are still many Jews who believe that story. But you know, I didn't believe it. In fact, I and those two soldiers who stood guard at the tomb came to believe in Jesus Christ, crucified and risen. We left the army and we received Christian baptism after some teaching from the apostles. We left Judea to go and preach in my native homeland of Cappadocia. We were very successful with our preaching. Our fiery first-hand account of what happened in Jerusalem brought many people in cities and villages in Cappadocia to faith. Well, when the Jewish elders found out about this, they persuaded Pilate and a company of soldiers to go to Cappadocia to kill us. Well, let me tell you what happened. They came into town, and me and the two soldiers went out to meet them. And we invited them into my house, and we had supper together. And over supper, they told us what they were there for, to kill this Longinus and his two friends. They were amazed when I told them that it was us three. They didn't want to kill us, but we encouraged them to do their duty. They must do their duty, or else they would die. Well, They did their duty, and I'm so glad that they did, because I finally got to meet the risen Jesus. And if only you could know what I know and see what I see, you wouldn't be afraid of death. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. God become flesh for you and for me and all creation. He took on his back our sin when he went to the cross. And because he was not only man, but God, he could conquer sin and thereby forgive us our sin, so that it's not held against us by God. Even the sin of crucifying his Son. Overseeing the crucifixion of Jesus was the most wonderful day of my life. On the inside, I used to be a bitter, angry, fearful, broken, violent man. But when I saw Jesus and saw how he lived and died and learnt more about him from the apostles, it changed my life completely for the better. It was like I'd been unclean on the inside and I had a big wash and now I'm clean. I always felt like I was an outsider, but through Jesus I felt as if I became an insider. I was loved and accepted despite my sin and my background. I served Jesus with far more peace and joy than what I ever served Caesar in his army. So this is the story of my journey of faith. I saw this most central event of human history. It changed my life completely. And it can change your lives completely too. The gospel, the good news of Easter is that Jesus is risen. What is it? I can't hear you. Stand up. You ready? Yes, I'll put my hat on. Thank you for reminding me. Stand at ease. Ready, attention, look up and sing up. Jesus Christ is risen today. Stand at ease.